Grace, mercy, and peace to you. From God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Our text today is from our gospel reading from John chapter 10, part of the Good Shepherd Discourse in John, where Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." And today, as we hear these words of assurance, we hear that we follow our Lord. Dear friends in Christ, I hope I'm not surprising you, but today's Mother's Day. I hope that's not a surprise. And if not, maybe you can still find some way to make up for it. But if you look through Facebook, or even worse, if you look at Pinterest, you'll probably see all sorts of clever ways that you could celebrate mom, that you can honor your mother, or even mothers in general, that you could bake wonderful things or cook meals or decorate things in ways that you probably couldn't imagine by yourself. There are lots of ways you could be creative in celebrating your mom. In meals, decorations, outings, all sorts of things. Enough to make you maybe feel bad for the card you picked up at the last minute. But there's good news. Because perhaps the easiest way to do it, to honor your mother, may be one that you've been doing since you were a little toddler. Since we were a little toddler and you wanted to follow her everywhere, where she couldn't even get into the bathroom to get a moment's peace without you banging on the door and trying to get in. Today, you can follow her and spend time with her and be where she is. You can listen to her as she talks and hear her voice. Spend time with her. That togetherness, it's probably more important than having a greatly decorated cake or decoration, or getting lots of likes on what you did. Follow and listen. If that applies to moms, how much more to Jesus today? Because that's what Jesus tells us today. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. My son graduated from Iowa State yesterday. He majored in electrical engineering, and he worked on some pretty cool and complicated things. His senior project was a Zeusophone, which, if you don't know what that is, because I always kind of forget, it's a play on the word sousaphone, but it's spelled with Zeus at the front. Because it uses a Tesla coil to make sparks and lightning, and uses that to make music. And they did a lot of complicated work and math to make this work, and they had to build some things, and I don't quite understand half of it. And he's going forth into the world with all that knowledge and everything they taught him. But as he goes forth, one of the things that will serve him best are lessons that he learned, not at school, but even at his mother's knee, to show up on time, to work, to listen to your supervisor and the person in charge. Because in the end, it may not matter how much math you can do, how complicated the circuits are you can get through, how clever you are. None of that really matters if you can't show up where you should be and if you can't listen. Well, the people of Jerusalem, they were pretty smart people. And they looked at Jesus not so much as a savior as a problem to be solved. Like maybe some sort of math problem, or perhaps for my son, as in a circuit diagram with some inputs and outputs, and they couldn't really arrive at an answer as to who he was. And they thought that was the important thing, whether they could find an answer as to whether he was the Christ or not. And so they asked him. And we can be harsh with them a little bit, but then again, don't we do kind of the same thing? Don't we spend a long time, perhaps not arguing about whether Jesus is, but figuring out how we might prove that Jesus is God and Christ, that what scriptures might be the best ones to show that, and think that that's the important part of Bible study. You know, it doesn't matter when Thomas says, "My Lord and my God." And there's some value in that. I'm not going to deny there is. But we end up coming to church or Bible study often looking to hear a lot of clever ideas. But that's what we want to repeat. Is who said it in a really clever way? What tickled our ears? And that's what we're willing to repeat, the clever arguments. But Jesus doesn't give them any clever arguments today. He doesn't give them any complicated math or difficult arguments. He doesn't give them any proof texts. Because honestly, the question of how smart they are, how well they can figure it out, whether Jesus is the Christ and whether they can figure that out for themselves, isn't the point. The question they need answered is not, is Jesus the Christ? Because they already have that answer, as do we. His works and his words, he already told them in Scripture and with his own words. His works already told them. They just didn't want to hear. The question is not, is Jesus the Christ? The question is more of, who are they? Are they of his flock, or aren't they? And his answer to them is not good. That they're not his flock, because they don't listen and they don't follow. And they show they're not his flock. And we also need to ask today, are we his flock? And he doesn't ask this of us today to make us doubt, but he asks so that we too may believe and follow, and hear his voice. Christ that day said his sheep heard him. And Christ did talk. He talked, got four books of the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, largely about how did Christ talk. And not only that, he talked through all Scripture to his people. Because it is the inspired Word of God. But even though God was talking to them, even though Christ was talking to them through Scripture, these people who said that they followed that God instead followed golden calves and Baals and Asherah poles. And we can say, well, they should have known better, and they should have, but they did it for all the same reasons we do, because they listened to their foreign gods in their quest for money and good crops and wealth and security to get what they needed, to pray to the God that they said, this one will help somehow. And they even sold their brothers in service to Mammon. They were indifferent to the hardships and the suffering of those who were called by the same name they were. And instead they served wealth. And they might have said they were Israel, but they listened to other voices. And they showed that they were not Christ's sheep. And today is a good day for wondering who we are, because it's Mother's Day, and so we might wonder. Particularly the mothers might wonder if they were a good mother, if they are a good mother. And it might be a good day for those who are at or near graduation to wonder who we are as we go through another phase of life. But that's not what Christ is doing here. He's not causing people to wonder, but telling them what he's done for them and who his sheep are. He leaves the sheep in no doubt as to who they are, because it's not about what they do. He says they're the one he knows. That he knows his sheep. He's the one who makes the claim. What do? They hear his voice and they follow him. In Jesus' day, Mary was commended when she sat at Jesus' feet, even as the dishes piled up, even as there was still food to be cooked, she sat at Jesus' feet and listened to his voice, and she was commended. And today, on Mother's Day, and today, as we get ready for new phases of life after graduation, or as we prepare for it, we can think that there are also many things to do, to bake and clean and decorate, to buy and move, to be ready. And yet Jesus gives only two marks of the sheep beyond that he knows. And it's not what they do, and it's not what they bake, it's not what they wear. The sheep hear his voice, and they follow him. And I tell you today, that sounds a lot like church, where we gather to be near our Lord as he comes to us in his word, and where we gather to be near our Lord where his body gathers together. And when we gather to hear his voice as he comes to us in his word. I'm not often very directive. There are lots of good choices about what jobs one might take. There are lots of good choices about where one might live, what kind of job you can have. And we often pray about those as if those are the big decisions in life. What should I wear? Where should I work? Should I take this job or that one? This relationship or that one? But Christ tells us it hardly matters. And even here at church, it hardly matters what banners we use, what the colors on the altar are, or the service. Now, there's a reason for them, and we do them somewhat to hear his voice. And we're glad that they testify to his voice. But that's what he tells us is central to being his sheep. Following, hearing his voice. Because it's not optional. It's not a secondary thing. It's central to being the Lord's sheep and being his hand. It's one of the few things I'm directive about. In confirmation, part of why we meet for 3 years is so we can be used to hear it gathering together, to hear God's word. Because that's where you need to be. As part of the body of Christ. And if you think you can testify with your mouth that you're part of the body of Christ, but you don't gather to hear his word, somebody's fooling themselves. What I tell my kids when they graduate, that regardless of what they do, they need to find a place to keep hearing God's word as they go forth in the world. Probably the most important duty a mother has to her kids. To teach them to hear the shepherd's voice. To be where he is. Teach them to hear his voice. To be at church. Wherever you are. Even when you move. Even when you're on vacation. To be in Bible study. Even as you move. Even as you're on vacation. Now, we can argue that there are more important things, and the world tells us that. And sometimes we tell ourselves that. That maybe more important than being gathered to hear God's word, it's important to be kind, to help your neighbor. That it doesn't matter if you hear his voice as long as you do those things. And his voice will tell you to do those. So I'm not going to discount them completely. But if we think that we follow by skipping hearing his voice and just going ahead to do what we think helps our neighbor, we're not listening and we're not following. I know a lot of you know more about sheep than I do, a lot more. You went through 4-H, you have the sheep, some of you. But I'd suggest that nobody particularly wants the sheep to find their own way, to go find their own food, to go find their own drink. You want them to eat what you put before them. They want you to follow you to get food and drink, what you offer. That if they try to go somewhere else other than where you are leading them, it's probably not right. And I know that you pay so much attention to what they eat because I've been told about the chart to keep in 4-H. Figure out who had the biggest weight gain for what they ate. I'm not quite sure how that works either. It's a little beyond me. But our Lord leads us. And he gives us water. The water of baptism. And he feeds us with his body and blood. And he offers us every word that we can live and have eternal life. Not with the food that we find for ourselves, but with the food of his word that he gives. Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. For that is true food. And with that word he gives exactly what he won for us at the cross. Not asking us to find our own way, but simply to follow through from death to life as he led the way. To follow him and receive forgiveness of sins. To follow him and receive eternal life. He promises his sheep will never perish. He promises that we'll never be snatched from his hand. And he doesn't say, work it out for yourselves. He says, trust him and follow. There is no complicated message today. There are no clever words. So don't look for them. Your Lord is here at his church. Gathered among his people, which is the church, and call him. Follow him. Listen to his voice as he calls us in word and sacrament. Listen to his voice as he gives eternal life and keeps us secure in his hand. His sheep do not perish, for they are with their Father who is greater than all. This Mother's Day, listen. And this Mother's Day, follow. Amen.